My name is Jim Behoosh, and welcome to The Sketchbook, a builder's journal of ideas, tips, and technique. For the next few weeks, we're going to look at the basics of buying a distressed house to rebuild. Rebuilding wrecks was how I started building. It's what I did from 1983 to about 1995. Since 95, my primary focus has been new construction, with a few rebuilds sprinkled in. We're going to start this series focusing on the most basic and perhaps most important question: what's your intent with a rebuild? I also want to clarify at the start that we'll be focusing on homes with serious issues, not homes that just need a new coat of paint. So the question, what's your intent? Are you looking for a home for yourself, or is this a project to resell? Decision making is easier if the project is for resale. Then it's a relatively simple equation. Anticipated resale value minus purchase cost, carrying cost, sales cost, and the cost of rebuilding. The challenge in that equation is that the only cost you can be fairly confident of is the purchase cost. Carrying cost depends on how long the project takes and how long it takes to sell. Sales costs fluctuate depending on a buyer's contingencies. Rebuild costs are very difficult to establish prior to commencing work. My suggestion: if a project feels like a gamble, don't do it. I'd only act on projects that felt like a sure thing. If the intent is a house for yourself, you're faced with a similar equation, but with the added wild variable of emotional decision-making. Do your best to be honest with yourself. Money is perhaps the most powerful tool in any construction project. If money's not an issue, you're golden. If you'll need to work full-time and hope to live in a wreck while you pick away at it, well, that's challenging. It takes a certain kind of person to come home from work to what will certainly be your second job, rebuilding around yourself and your family. I'm by no means saying it can't be done. It can be done, but be honest about the time and financial commitment. Have something you'd like to share on the sketchbook? Send an email to info@weru.org with sketchbook in the subject line.